What is up, everybody? It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Welcome to the night shift. We are here to hang out, kick it, talk about some weird stuff, some weirdness. So if you got weirdness, get that ball rolling. For those of you that are here, make sure you hit the like button, subscribe button, notification bell, all that YouTube jargon. Hope everybody's having a good week. Everybody getting ramped up for the holidays. Oh.
Fun.
Got all kinds of people in the chat over here.
Say the week's been not the greatest week. But not the worst.
Yeah.
Almost the worst today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We haven't been on here since I went to Texas. The Texas trip was good. Got to watch my boys play football, which was cool. It was Ev's last home game. It was the last senior home game. They're in the playoffs now. But got to go down there for senior night. That was nice. Kyle does have some new mood lighting. But yeah, it was a good time. It was cool to hang out. Went to Fort Worth for a day and hung out at the stockyards and just kicked it. It was pretty cool.
Much love, Twiz. Goosebumps is a good series.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't cool.
No, you had a bad day yesterday. I almost lost the family jewels today. Not a good day.
Yeah. Oof.
They about got smashed by a big old log today.
That's rough.
Not cool. Not cool.
That's rough.
When you're up in a tree, you ain't got nowhere to run.
No.
This comes right at you sometimes.
Only one way to go, and that's down.
Yeah. It was bad. Oh, well, almost bad.
Hashtag not cool, bro.
Yeah, that's facts. But I survived. One more day. One more day. Just out here doing my best, right?
That's all you can do.
That's all
you can do. What kind of weirdness we got going on, everybody? Anything wild?
There's plenty of it.
Yeah. I did have stuff. Some interesting.
I got a couple things.
I probably should have done more research on that before I talked about it. But I did find this that I thought was interesting. Let me pull up here. From the Daily Mail. Daily Mail Science, actually. Police collect wreckage of octagonal-shaped UFO shot down by a US F-16 fighter jet. Newly released documents have revealed that Canadian police collected debris of a UFO that was shot down over Lake Huron last year. The object was taken down February 12, 2023, by a US F-16 fighter jet, marking the third such incident over North America in that month. Witnesses described the object as octagonal, with strings hanging off of it before the jet fired two missiles, striking the UFO, that then slowly descended into Canadian waters. Documents obtained by ctvnews.ca stated that, quote, wreckage was found on the shoreline of Lake Huron weeks after the search efforts had been suspended.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
The RCMP partnered with American and Canadian Coast Guard to conduct a brief search following the incident. By February 16th, it was called off due to deteriorating weather and the low probability of recovery. But the partially redacted emails acquired by CTV News revealed that the RCMP collected both material and a module from the site of the incident roughly 3 weeks after the object was shot down. National security officials have criticized the effort for a lack of transparency. The module is from a company who sells weather monitoring equipment. So maybe not so much a UFO. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that they did actually find wreckage from the interception that apparently they told us for a long time that they didn't find wreckage from.
Yeah. And I mean, just because it, did you say it would, the article was written as UFO?
That, yeah, it was in quotations.
Yeah. I was going to say, even if they use that terminology, it doesn't mean the UFO we're thinking.
Yeah, because nobody knows what that means anymore.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know. It is, which we know. We know that they had, you don't just shoot that down and then go, it's out in the woods.
Yeah. Can't find it. The weather's too bad. We shot a UFO down. It's too bad to go get it.
Come on now. You know better than that.
The weather is way too bad to go get it.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I do have a question for a lot of people. I've been noticing it a lot lately. I'd like to know if anybody else has noticed it. I listen to a lot of things. I talk about it frequently. But has anybody noticed that since... Steve, you remember the demon face phenomenon that was kind of big not long ago?
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
that?
Was that beginning of this year, probably?
Yeah, or late last year, one or the other. Anyways, I've noticed that since then, a lot of public figures have been using references when they talk about people as either demonic or evil.
Oh, interesting.
It's really bizarre. It's bizarre to hear that descriptive word used so frequently now. Whereas before, you just hear so much more about it. Like, it's pure evil. It's demonic. They're demons. They're this. They're that. You hear that phrasing significantly more now than I ever used to. And I just find that interesting that that's become, it could just be some mainstream jargon, or talking point because everybody's kind of hypercharged at the time. But I just find it ironic that that phrasing has been thrown quite. Actually, I forgot about that. Tucker Carlson claims that he got attacked by.
Oh, Dino. Yeah. I did not watch that, but I should.
I should have looked into that. I keep forgetting about it, though.
It is almost like a weird, like, pre-programming feeling.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's bizarre to hear, like, people not even remotely affiliated with our genres to be throwing that around so much here lately.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It just rubbed me kind of weird where I'm like, what type of subliminal shit we got going on here?
It does, like, you know, it does feel like it's setting itself up to something else.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's funny that Poncho just made note of this guy named Cliff High, and that was the one that I wish I would have done more research on, which I'm kind of like, if you see me gazing off here, I'm kind of low-key looking into this as we're doing real-time stuff. But if this thing is true, this is very strange, right? So 20 years ago, this man named Cliff High was developing a series of web bots to kind of follow trends in the stock market, right? So he had all of these graphs and everything mapped out, but then he started noticing correlations in he had it set up to where they were like correlations in the combined subconscious of people. Like if the world was in turmoil, it would make his graphs go this way. Or if it was in, you know, if people were enlightened, it would make his graphs go this way. So he started kind of mapping things out and he started making predictions, right? Predictions of things. Mm-hmm. He predicted Bitcoin going up. He predicted the first Trump election. And he did this, and the way he had this program set up was there were specific, like, temporal triggers. So if the human collective essentially set a timeline to where a specific thing happened at point A, then point B was certain to happen, right? So all that being said, 20 years ago, he predicted that there would be a massive interstellar war between U.S. military and UFOs over the United States. He also predicted while this was going on, there would also be a battle between UFOs and UFOs in the same war. Right?
So we got allies in the fight.
Or just free for all.
Free for all.
Tornado tag match. But get this. Remember this was put out 20 years ago. You know what the temporal trigger for that happening?
Us.
Close. Trump being interviewed by Joe Rogan. Supposedly 39 days after that interview hit, this massive interstellar war is supposed to take off, which would be
December 3rd. Let's go.
What, in what, like, if you think 20 years ago, like, Rogi didn't have a podcast 20 years ago. He was probably still a Fear Factor guy, maybe UFC guy back then. Trump was just a businessman. How would you get to that point where all those things would line up in the future to hit that, to set this time mark to the UFO battle, which I'm if I have to go to work after the UFO war, I'm gonna be pissed.
But dude, it knocks back to what I've been saying this whole time is that something inevitable is coming. That's why there's all this disclosure bullshit. It has to be, right? Absolutely. There has to be an inevitable. Because I was just talking, my mom was asking about the UAP hearings and stuff. And I was telling her about some of the stuff you informed me on. And I'm like, you know, this is kind of what they're saying. I was like, I haven't had the opportunity to listen to it yet. However, I plan on it. I'm going to watch the whole thing if I can find it and kind of re-verify. And she was like, she's like, get out of here. You know, cause I told her, I was like, they're being reported in the ocean and so on and so forth. And she's like, well, that's new to me. And I'm like, well, that's cause you're not in it. Like we're in it, you know, but I told her the same thing. She's like, I don't know. She asked a question. I was like, one of my family members was like, wouldn't it be wild to see that? And I was like, you're probably going to get your chance in the near future. I was like, they're not coming out with all this stuff for no reason. I mean, you have people going in there openly admitting that there has been a program in research since at least 45. So you're talking decades of cover up and misleading information. One of the guys on the panel I was listening to said they were openly, like, it's interrogation tactics is what it is, but they're, you know, he would be like, oh, this came from so-and-so. And they're like, well, that guy's a joke. He's not even a real whistleblower. You know, they've tried this shuffling of everything around and discredit him and run misinformation at him to get almost like they were trying to get him to be convinced that all the information he was putting out was bullshit. Therefore he would go back on the record of his own free will and clear it is what it seemed like to me.
That's incredibly par of the course, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's also funny because I watched it, and actually, unfortunately, I completely forgot that the night shift was tonight, and I was going to sit down and actually record that entire UAP hearing and kind of leave commentary on it and post it on Patreon. That way everybody could listen or watch whichever one. I was going to post both. But some of the notes, I didn't get all the way into it. I watched as much as I could before the show tonight. But one of the weird questions that I caught was this Mr. Moskowitz and Moskowitz, whatever his name is. Yeah, he asks, what are they? Are they anyone's, any countries? And how are they getting funded? And I found that question in particular very interesting. How are they being funded?
With human souls.
It insinuates something more. And they were openly stated in the beginning of the hearing, there are plenty of people that do not want us to have this hearing. There are even more people that don't want us to ask certain questions to certain people. I did have the laugh, though. There was a Miss Mason there. And he was like, she started talking about Immaculate Constellation. And she was like, I've been told by my colleagues that if you say Immaculate Constellation, you instantly get put on a list. And she goes, I don't know. Come at me, bro. Like in the middle of a Congress hearing, she's like, come at me, bro. I don't care. But I know I brought it up on one of the earlier night shifts. Where there was this guy and he was speaking on an email that he got while he was working on the USS Omaha, where this email came across and they were like, hey, does anybody know what this is? And they sent the Go Fast video. Like, we're having a lot, like they were running training exercises off of the coast of California, and they were having a lot of these orbs causing near misses where they're almost running into their planes. And so one of the guys was trying to figure out, like, is this some type of classified craft that is being injected into our exercises? And then the very next day, that entire email chain was gone. All the information was wiped from the servers. And he's like, I knew then that something was being covered up at that point. What else did I find? They more or less openly admit that the United States and other countries, mostly the United States, what they're focused on because it was the U.S. Congress hearing, but they absolutely have crash retrieval programs, even though they're not, you know, openly talking about it. They were saying that there's hundreds, if not thousands, of videos, high resolution video and photos of these objects. Notably so, lots of the questions were being aimed in the direction of private contractors. And all of the panel is, I can't tell you that. I won't tell you that. We could talk about it behind closed doors, which obviously says yes, private contractors are chasing this. Even more so, they're not. Lou Elizondo, in a roundabout way, insinuates that some of these might actually be from private contractors.
Which is, as much as I hate to say it, is the same thing that Museum of Terror has been saying.
I don't know if I buy it, though, man. And I'll tell you why I don't buy it. Unless the only thing, the one thing that I would accept is if America is trying to do this sleeping giant thing. Because as I'm sure, unless there's tech out there, which I'm sure there are, but we look at UFOs as almost like 100% air superiority.
Yeah.
Because nothing to our knowledge can counteract them. So in my brain, whoever has that technology dominates all airspace ever. And essentially, by controlling the airspace, you would more or less be able to control the planet.
Until,
because all you'd have to do is send your stuff over there and you got it. It's game over.
Until better aliens
come. Because if no country has the ability to knock them out of the sky, I mean, what do you do?
Which even puts more pressure on private contractors to develop it. Then you can sign massive military contracts. You can name your price at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, imagine being the one. That's a good thought. Imagine being the one military contractor that figures it out. You are now open to the highest bidder on the planet.
Or if so, nobody names your price, say, no, we're just going to keep this to ourselves. What are you guys going to do about it?
Also true.
Oh, we also the true. Top tech now. It's.
I also saw, which I found pretty interesting, one of the guys was talking about how they got a little into USOs, and they were saying even back in the 80s, nuclear subs were picking up these things on radar. They said they were these objects would come in, because at first they thought it was a Russian torpedo because it was coming in so fast, and then it slowed down, followed the sub, and then just took back off at a crazy high rate of speed. And that's back in the 80s.
It's fucking crazy. The fact that this is an actual conversation being had
is nuts.
With members of our government.
It's nuts.
And perfectly timed.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
absolutely. It's not coming out for no reason right now.
It makes you wonder, like, the two big things going on in the world right now is the UFO information and the election. It makes you wonder which one's trying to pull attention from which one, you know?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, though, nobody's talking about the UFO
stuff.
No,
not at all. Which is
nobody cares. Crazy. Like I'm on YouTube watching it posted from the government. Essentially, it's the full 2.5-hour thing, And there are people in the comments like, how is this not on every mainstream media source right now? How is this not the biggest talking point out there, period?
Yep. Look when they dropped the first one, right after the whole world locked down. And nobody paid. People are like, aliens are real? Okay. Do something to fix us.
Yeah. Like nobody cared. And that one of the, like right where I had to get off for this video was where it starts getting interesting, because I assume it, I didn't even get to read all of Immaculate Constellation, but I assume it's listed in there because the guy was referencing that in particular, I believe. But they were talking, essentially every craft that has been reported that we've ever heard of, the triangles, the boomerangs, the cigar shapes, the orbs, the discs, all of them are verified. And the weird one, organic, was also verified. On top of that, they got into, because Lou couldn't admit that they had crash retrieval programs, but he could admit that there were people being paid by the United States government who had been injured by UFOs. And she's like, how does this make? And he's like, hey, you know, it is what it is, right? And she's like, all right, I got you. So, I mean, without question.
Just show us already.
And then they were noting in the documents how there were a list of physical side effects in regards to UFOs. And that's what pisses me off so much is that, okay, so it's a twofold thing, but the government has known about it forever, so they're purposely discrediting. But the rest of the world has talked shit on UFO reportees for decades, and every single thing that they have listed is 100% true. And here they are, excuse my language, circle jerking each other in Congress going, oh man, I'm so glad that, you know, hats off to the brave men and women who have come forward with these reports in reference to the military side of things. It's like, what are you talking about? There's people over the past decades who have been coming out and trying to get help with this shit, and nobody cares. Everybody talks down, causing their life to spiral out of control. But some of the effects that got listed, which are just crazy to me, because I think you'll know where I'm going with it. But so a short list here: shared awareness with, I guess, the craft, which is weird, but we have heard, feeling watched, unease, electronic malfunction, insomnia, weird smells, and bouts of cold spots and warm spots. And once again, it leads credence back to how many reports have we done where UFO contact starts off as what could be perceived as a paranormal ghost haunting.
I love it.
How crazy is that?
The phenomenon is all tied to one source.
It probably is. Like, as much as I hate to admit that, it probably is.
It's crazy.
But in my opinion, and I am nowhere near smart, as I hope everybody saw in my last little clip that me and Steve posted, like, which was funny. If you haven't seen it, you should probably watch it. But yeah. But I feel like the admission of that, it's dangerous grounds. However, I feel like that should blow open a lot of things. Because I know that it's a double-edged sword when I say this. But how many people out there are having these weird mental breakdowns and issues, which could easily be correlated with this phenomena, because there's been a high debate for a while amongst the paranormal community about the reality of like schizophrenia. You know what I mean? Where some people could match those symptoms with that of a demonic possession, or so on and so forth. How does that list that I just read, how does that not apply to what could be other ailments, so to speak? Not saying that they're all connected, because that would just be, in my opinion, dumb. But
they do overlap.
They overlap, for sure. You have to admit that. And I haven't got to watch the whole thing, as I've stated several times now, but I have actually been thinking about this a lot lately. And the NASA guy that's on the panel says exactly what I've been saying. Like, he's looking at it from how I always word you and I, like we're the modern day explorers, right? Like, he's looking at it like, dude, back whenever these guys were coming up with all their theories way back in the day, that could have been considered paranormal. To think about the idea of electricity. You know what I mean? Like, those small things could have been at one point considered paranormal. Like, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. That's not real.
Yeah.
And then they go and prove it.
Like any kind of technology, really.
Think about going
400 years ago and trying to explain a regular telephone to someone, let alone a cell phone. They'd be like, you are a warlock. You are a magician. Get out of here.
As Twiz just said, burn the witch.
Now I guess all ghosts and shadow people have also just made the list. So you're all going to get it too. It's so fucking crazy, bro. I don't even know at this point. I don't either.
I did not hear about the impending war coming in December, which I am extremely excited about. I'll send
you the TikTok.
I am so excited for this. I've been waiting for this day.
Temporal trigger did happen, and that was Rogan interviewing Trump.
I have watched Independence Day countless times. I have watched Battle Los Angeles countless times, and I've watched Signs countless times. My go-to is definitely, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Battle Los Angeles. That movie is fantastic. Oh, such a good movie.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not appreciating Independence Day by any means, but I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
I am ready.
It's going to be, I think it's supposed to drop December 3rd. If it's going to happen.
Is that a weekday?
Probably. Oh, it's gotta be. I'm 100% going to be.
Why? Get away.
100% going to be.
December. It's a Tuesday.
I got to see if that would be the best case scenario.
That sucks.
Best case scenario would be me being at my job. Hoping.
Ooh, but at least my wife will be at home.
Hoping that there is an alien apocalypse and I just get to watch it happen to my job.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad day.
War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise was a good one too.
I think my favorite alien war movie is definitely Battle Los Angeles. It's highly slept on. It was never a big hit. Good. But it's so good.
Dylan in the chat says we owe Giorgio the aliens guy a big apology. I haven't actually sat down and watched the hearing, but I have seen a lot of creators on TikTok and Twitter and stuff talk about it. And if they're going over what was said and that's the information,
I'll figure it out.
That's wild.
I'll figure it out. I might still go ahead and do my little record idea and post it to Patreon and see what's
apparently
up.
Apparently they're already here.
I'm gonna try.
We're going down this hole.
I'm with it.
Apparently they live under the oceans, which
And didn't you say that there are people saying they've been here well
before humanity? Us. Yeah. Which that in itself brings you to wonder if maybe we are the invasive species of this planet since they were here before us.
Yeah. But also wonder, like, it makes me wonder, because I was thinking about that today, how, think about what that says about them as a, I guess, as a species, the fact that they choose to live, or at least presumably in the ocean. So are they adaptable to the ocean? I wouldn't think so, being that they have craft.
Unless they use the craft to come up here.
Also true. Yeah, good call. But does that lead credence to the inner Earth theory?
Could.
Right? I think that's on the table. If that's not on the table, you would think that if they're not, if the water is not inhabitable to them, that would suggest essentially underwater cities.
I think if you look at it from a point of view of them coming from somewhere else outside of our solar system and choosing Earth, they would have chosen Earth for a very specific purpose, right? And Earth is under, like, what, 72% of water? So it makes sense that they would choose it because it's mostly water, especially if they want to live underwater.
That's what happened in Battle Los Angeles. That's why they came here. They were using the water to, like, fuel their ships and stuff.
Fight the aliens from signs.
Good call.
But, yeah, they said they live underwater. They've been here for eons before we've been here, which I don't even know. What else did they say? They said there's multiple different species, like you were talking about. Well, you were talking about the craft, but so there are multiple different species. Some of them look like us. Some of them definitely do not look like us. What else?
Which that, I mean, by our standards, that would suggest more than one race down there, which is nuts. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like a little depot down there for tons of, you know what I mean? Like it's literally just a whole different world down there.
Yeah. We got a first timer in here. What's up, Ben? Thanks for kicking it.
Much love.
I'm trying to think. Sorry for all the uhs, my brain. That's what the sound it makes when my brain is trying to think. But they talked about the craft, how the maneuverability of the craft and how any sort of biologics that we know now would not survive the maneuvers that their crafts are maneuvering. I saw Lou talking about that, and he made reference to like the F-16 is one of the quickest, most maneuverable crafts that he has comparable to. And I think it pulls like 16 Gs. He says the estimations we get from these crafts and the surveillance we've had from them said these crafts move at like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. They pull 3,000 Gs, which would, he used a weird term like reverse biology or some shit. Like it would just break a person apart, essentially trying to maneuver that quickly.
I could see that.
Which then,
like, I mean, because like you've seen them videos at what, like not even over 20 Gs, where it makes the person's face look like it ages because it's just so much pressure on their face.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Then it, like,
so imagine that times big number. Yeah. It would just break you apart.
Which makes you wonder, like, if these things are running these crafts physically, what kind of biology do they have to even be able to withstand that? Then
unless the craft itself can mitigate the forces,
or it's ran telepathically, or it's ran some way like that.
And then think about that too. It just hit my brain about the idea that those could be drones. that we are controlling them as drones. I personally feel like that would be extremely hard to control something, which I know that we have like Formula One drivers whose reflexes are insane. But imagine controlling something that moves that fast. Because you're talking, what were they, what was that one craft? It dropped how many feet in the matter of like a second? 10,000 feet out of the sky or whatever it was, hovered right above the ocean and then took off. I feel like your hand-eye coordination at that, you would have to be on all types of drugs to function that fast. I feel like, anyways, because I play video games. I've played video games for a long time. I usually have my settings set really high. But whenever you are, I feel like when your body is operating at that level, like it's not sustainable is what I'm trying to say. At some point, even just your hand-eye coordination reacting wears your body down. You're just going to become exhausted. And you're going to make a mistake on a untoldly amount of money craft.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you're not going to want that craft to fall into enemy hands.
Yeah. So it's so crazy. Which, I mean, kind of leads credence to why we have retrieval programs. Some of them are crashing. They're not infallible, really. Yeah.
It's true. But if it's being made by contractors, imagine the amount of money it takes create that.
I don't know. There's probably a very small sliver of a percentage that may be human reverse engineered crafts. They're probably out trying out and shit. But I think a lot of these that they're getting videos of, not even close. We are eons.
I think behind. We have cheap knockoffs.
Yeah. Wish versions.
I think we have cheap knockoffs. Yeah. Yes. I would absolutely agree with that.
He also said that and again, this is just what I'm hearing from other creators, that they have been filmed in the oceans of all seven continents, East Coast of the United States, West Coast of the United States, everywhere. Said that, what else did they say? They say that everything we're experiencing primarily kind of keeps itself around Earth and our atmosphere. So that's why we don't get a whole lot of evidence from deep space with all of our satellites and stuff. They say pretty much every piece of evidence we've gotten has been from essentially the space station down. So whatever they are, they're hanging out here. Said a lot of these videos and stuff are coming from different means that are connected to the ocean. Fishermen, Navy, Coast Guard, all kinds of stuff like that. So that also kind of leads credence to this. I thought it was weird that if you read anything on NASA that they started out exploring the ocean and then just suddenly were like, nah, we're good. Let's go look into space now. Did they find something down there they didn't want exposed, or were they threatened?
So I've been trying to run it through my brain. So if it's true that these craft don't go above the space station, so essentially don't leave our little Earth's bubble, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because they can't? Or they just don't want to.
Or
because presumably, I don't know how that works.
I also feel like maybe they do, but if there's advances like 3,000 G's advanced, I feel like once they get into deep space, they're probably undetectable. They're probably using things that we have no idea, like wormholes or whatever the fuck. It's probably beyond that. which there was, I saw another video they were talking about essentially how these, some of these crafts like manipulate space time when they move. That's why they look just so, I can't even begin to describe it the way that they were describing it. Like, it looks like the maneuvers are completely unmaneuverable to the human eye, but in reality, these things are manipulating space-time to get from one point to the next. Which that in itself is crazy.
It is crazy.
I've seen...
The whole thing's crazy. And it's like, I think you're forever going to have it echoed just like we were last time. How is the world not in awe right now? How is this not the biggest news out there, period, to the end?
Now there's tons of videos getting dropped all over the place, all over Reddit. Like, what was it? Saudi Arabia, where they, I don't know, you asked me for about the video. Was it where they intercepted the UFOs with the missiles? Afghanistan?
That was Afghanistan. Yeah, yeah, they were trying to shoot the UFOs. Yeah,
if anybody's seen that, that is weird, right? So the UFOs essentially were these two orbs, but they look like, they almost look like they're liquid, right? You can see like droplets through the, it's almost like a flare. You can see something dropping off. I don't know if it was some kind of hot liquid or what it was. But anyway, you see the missile goes directly through them. And when it hits them, they just kind of break apart like a droplet of water and then come back together. Just whoop, whoop.
It's alien T-1000. Yeah, that's
the worst possible scenario.
That is the worst scenario.
And tons of videos have been coming out now of whatever these jellyfish beings, crafts, whatever they are. There was a 6-minute one from Argentina that I was just on Twitter earlier today. And this thing's just, it's just moving about its business like it don't give a shit if anybody sees it or not. It's maneuvering around stuff. It's not like it's a balloon, but it's just smooth cruising. I saw another one. I don't know where it was from, but there's a man walking across a crosswalk. And one of these things comes up and he notices it and turns. And as soon as he turns to it, it's almost like he's put into a trance. He just stands there and looks at it and just looks at it and looks at it for minutes until it floats off screen. And then he just immediately goes back to what he's doing. Which sucks.
You know, it's crazy. You remember all them videos we talked about? It's been years back, of them people acting crazy weird on CCTV footage where that's like they're seeing shit. And then that's weird. But I was just thinking, okay, I can't find the picture and I'm not good at interneting. But there it's from the string of pictures that deal with the Afghan jellyfish.
Yeah.
UFOs. Right. And there's one particular photo out there and it almost looks like a biomech suit. Like there's a being inside it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Someone drew it out. Like did an illustration. Like here's its head.
Man, I wish I had the freaking picture because I didn't put this together till just now. But if you watch Battle Los Angeles, that slightly resembles the alien beings in that movie. A little bit of a bulbous head. They have this lanky body to them. I don't know. I just put that together. They do resemble each other pretty significantly.
It's crazy.
I think it's awesome.
It is awesome. I want him to show us a body.
I personally, whether you want to believe it or not, I believe that we are on the cusp of essentially by mass collective thought, aliens aren't going to be in the paranormal category anymore.
Oh, it's going to change everything.
Yeah. And I think as a whole, that's that. I think that is going to be all of paranormal. One day in the future, all of it will be a known fact, and then there'll be a whole new list,
which is terrifying,
of happenings that become paranormal. And I think it'll just keep forever shifting like that.
It's crazy and awesome.
I know. I'm here for it.
I don't.
And for some of us, I think the answers will probably let us down.
Yeah.
And other ones, it's going to terrify.
What else was said? They that all first world, what do they say? Like all first world countries have retrieved parts of crafts. Yeah. That's why there's a big rush to reverse engineer it. Because like Kyle said earlier, you get that. You are top dog by light years away until we figure our shit out.
Dude, that's where I'm at. I think if that technology is mastered by humans, whoever masters it first, you give a giant middle finger to AI. AI ain't going to have nothing on outside of AI taking over that and really becoming Skynet. And we really be up shit
creek. Ultron 1000.
That's essentially what would happen. I think you have that technology, you dominate the planet, personally. Especially the fact that not only does it control airspace, but it essentially works as a navy as well, because they in and out of water.
They already control water,
do whatever they want.
Aqua space.
Yeah.
Did they, somebody said that there have been bodies and biologicals.
Retrieved. I haven't gotten to that part yet, but I have heard other people
someone
talking.
Someone said Lockheed Martin has one.
Wait, no, I did. Yes, I did see that. Somebody sent me the clip. Lou Elizondo said that they've had essentially a body since the 47. I think they say 40s, but it was 45, yeah. 47. And yeah, I believe Lockheed Martin.
Why
has it? Is from what I understood.
Fuck. Why in the frig of anyone to have alien biologics would Lockheed Martin need it? I mean, I know why they need it, but in the grand scheme of humanity, why would Lockheed Martin have it?
I think it's a simple answer. I think it's plausible deniability.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In regards, because now look, somebody slips up with Immaculate Constellation. Now Congress is all like, I gotta stick my nose in this business. Not to mention, they're already investigating the Pentagon for losing another $850 some odd billion that can't be accounted for.
I wish they'd lose $1 billion my way.
That's what I'm saying. You give me up. You pay my house off. Lose that this way, and I'm solid.
Yeah.
But I think it's plausible deniability. I think they don't follow this. They don't have the same set of rules that our government structures have. And I don't know. I just feel like there's it puts barriers between the people at the Pentagon or whomever, the intelligence agencies. I think it gives a slight buffer of like, well, you don't have nothing. You can come look at all of our documents. We don't have anything. Yeah,
that makes the most sense, unfortunately.
They don't have to, you know, and Lockheed Martin and the private contractors, they essentially don't have to justify where money goes either. They just do it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I heard anything else crazy. The G-Force thing was weird. I wish I paid more attention to what they were talking about, how they manipulate space-time. But I saw the video and I don't think I saved it.
Yeah, it'd be beyond my brain.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy that the world is in a state now where people just don't even give a shit. Just don't even care.
Yep. It's crazy, man. It really is.
I'm ready for them to show us a body. I'm ready.
I'm trying to decide on the odds of that. I think it'll happen.
There,
I think as much as people want to talk shit about my last episode with Corey Good, I think there is a little bit of truth to that, of the disclosure that we're going to get is probably actually partial disclosure. You know what I mean? I think I could see them being like, hey, Steve, here's a body of what we would describe as a gray, right? There's your alien. Those are essentially the only aliens that exist. These are the ones that we're dealing with. They're here in our ocean. They're not coming from outer space. Unbeknownst to us, there's what we have times infinite in outer space. But we're just going to ignore that little fact for the time.
We're just going to deal with what's going on here.
Yeah. I think that's possible.
It is.
What do you think? What do you think the odds are in seeing a body?
Pretty good. I think that's going to be, it's going to boil down to one of two things, I think, for what we as Johnny Q Public will get as disclosure. It will be a body, which I don't think will have, it'll have more of effect than these hearings, right? Because these hearings now are just kind of like, just footnotes, you know, like we have a body.
Yeah.
We can't show, we have enough clearance to tell you about having a body, but we can't show you the body. So
right.
No, that doesn't really catch a lot of people's. It catches our ear because this is the world we live in. Same way with like the Nimitz video and the TikTok video. Like it's just a fuzzy little ball moving around a screen for most people. They're like, oh, yeah, that's crazy, but
as a drone.
If people see an alien body, I think that's going to get way more attention than this gets. Or if something happens in the skies on a global event, like if they do make themselves known via craft and it's every continent at the same time, that's going to be big disclosure. But we'll probably get a body before that happens.
So here's my other question. I think this is a fun one. So say we do get a body. Now, at the beginning of this hearing video, they openly state, we don't want you. They state that there are plenty of people that have contacted them. We don't want you to have this hearing. Do not have this hearing. If you're going to have this hearing, do not ask these individuals these specific questions. The United States government put this video out on YouTube. It has seen essentially no mainstream coverage at all. You can find it. It's there. But there's no coverage. So my question is, what if the parties in charge that don't want these things to happen are directly influencing the media companies? Therefore, i.e., what if we do get a body? It gets put out there, but because these other people don't want that to surface, they tell all major media, do not cover this, do not play this. And then, like, think about that. We could essentially have governments of the world hear our alien bodies. And we live in a weird freaking time where twice this has happened. Twice. The United States government has had hearings and they have said, the first go around, the big one that you and me bring up all the time, we have off-world craft, are not of this world craft. We have that. Nobody gave a shit. This time they're saying they're here in our oceans doing this, that, and the other. Nobody gives a shit. This is coming from the government itself. Of course, government is not the end-all, be-all. You don't trust them, yada, yada, yada. Remove yourself from that conversation. The same thing could happen with the body. Like you could have video and photo. They could bring it out on Congress floor and show everybody.
The Mexican congressional hearings. They brought bodies out.
No, that's right.
People still are torn as to whether or not it's real.
But my point is that we live in a world where if the mainstream media does not cover topics, it does not happen.
Oh yeah, I agree.
It's not like, it's so bizarre to me that if ABC or Fox or whomever doesn't cover this story, it's not real. It's not real.
That's why
it's not like we live in that time right now.
That's why social media is such a blessing and a curse, because you almost need platforms like TikTok, where it gives regular everyday people the opportunity to put stuff out there that would get washed away if it were 20 years ago, or we were relying to see it on the news, you know, platforms like TikTok, yeah. Platforms like X, platforms like, as much as I hate to say it, Facebook, even, because it gives people an opportunity to put shit out there that just doesn't exist in main media. But I don't like that happened at the Mexican congressional hearing. They wheeled bodies out and people still don't know if they're real or not. It's still up in the air as to whether or not it's fake or it's real. Like, you have them do something, test them. I don't even know. It's crazy.
See, Colleen, I read you. And another reason why Kyle doesn't go near the water. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Turn into alien food.
I have been the smartest man on the planet for a long time now.
You've swayed my thinking about the ocean. The ocean.
I'm the same way for a lake. Get out of here.
I don't live under the lakes. I live under the damn ocean.
And I didn't say that.
Well, they didn't.
I didn't say. What about Lake Baikal in Russia?
Yeah, that's Russia. Sure as hell ain't going to be caught on a lake in Russia.
Not to mention, didn't we do something, or at least you and me talk about how like Lake Michigan has a bunch of disappearances, like the Bermuda Triangle?
You ain't gonna catch me on Lake Michigan either.
See?
It's basically a little ocean.
Jim Joe's pond right down the way is probably the same thing. It's probably got a bunch of tons of fishing boats.
Lake Michigan is basically
some of those might be from drunk driving a fishing boat, though.
Just a little ocean, really. It's got giant boats on it that makes it a little ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me's not that shocked that the big page turner here was that they're from Earth. But I'm a little bit bummed they're not from like a different planet.
Bro, get out of here. You know that shit still comes from other planets.
Oh shit, Dylan's got a point. So technically, we can blame the aliens for Steve Irwin.
That's going to make a lot of people mad. There's a lot of people that are going to get some get back if we put that narrative out there. And then this intergalactic war thing happens. There are going to be people solely invested in that fight.
Sliding for Steve.
To avenge Steve. And I'm with
sliding
it.
Sliding for Steve.
I hope when I'm out on the battlefield, I just hear somebody scream in the name of Steve Irwin. Or this one's for Steve.
I already decided. I'm choosing violence against aliens.
See, I see Dylan screaming it out the window of his truck, and then he puts Miley Cyrus, I came in like a wrecking ball on, and he just runs his truck into everything.
The war rig.
I'm with it.
I don't know. It's crazy. Never. If you would have told 10-year-old Steve that he'd be having this discussion about aliens being real in front of Congress, he'd been like, okay, bet. But still, he'd probably been like, nah, that's never going to happen. I don't know.
I'm going to absolutely lose my mind if December 3rd rolls around and we start seeing UFOs in there.
Fighting with jets and other UFOs. How do we know who's on whose side?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude.
You're trying to pick out like, okay, these UFOs are fighting these UFOs. Well, both UFOs are fighting the Air Force. We're like, what the fuck is happening?
The enemy of my enemy
is my enemy.
Can get fucked.
our the enemy of me is aliens.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's flying the UFO. You're going to
be
shy.
I'm going to be with a laser pointer shining in their little alien eyes as they're trying to fly. Dude,
that's what I'm saying. You can blind them and then they crash into each other.
Yeah. Was here the infamous coast to coast call saying that they're interdimensional beings. Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly that was fake.
Which gets.
Right.
It's weird. Right?
Wasn't that like the debunked thing?
Kind of. Did we do an episode on that?
No.
We should. I may have started writing one, right? So the Art Bell call, anyone who's listened to it, there is a guy who called in.
That used to be in our intro.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Guy called into Bell's show saying that he worked for Area 51. Was he flying his... Was this the same one where he's flying his plane?
I don't remember.
Regardless. Calls in, starts spilling all the beans about the information that was gathered at Area 51. And then all of a sudden, all the power to Bell's station gets cut. His whole feed. And this is old analog radio, right? Not none of this digital stuff. Old analog radio, everything gets cut. Whole feed goes down. Comes back, and I don't know if the guy is gone or what happens. Anyway, a little while later, guy comes back on the show. I was like, oh, it was all a lie. You know, I was just grifting, blah, 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 blah. I made everything up. And that would kind of put the end to it. But like, if he had made all that shit up, why would the powers it be?
How the feed get cut?
Yeah, why would the powers it be cut the feed on made up shit?
See, that's my thing too. And I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the exact same thought I had with my last Corey Good episode, because there was a YouTube comment, and I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but they said this guy's a liar. He's openly admitted that he's a liar. And in my head, I'm like, it could be true, right? And it absolutely could be true. But it could also be true that he's not telling a lie. It's just that the powers that be finally got to him, and they're like, hey, in order to keep your shit, this is what we're going to do, bud. What we're going to do.
Tell him.
I feel like that is on the table just as much. And like I said, I am not going to discredit the fact that dude could have been full of shit. It is possible. It's always possible.
Yeah.
And we try our best to dig as much into it as we can to make sure it's not bullshit. But
you know, even so, we're just putting the information out there. Gather from it what you will. If a tenth of what the dude says comes out to be true, then guess what? We did you a fucking favor.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you always say, I mean, it only takes one Bigfoot encounter for Bigfoot to
be
real.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, it just is.
If you don't
what
like
it,
don't listen to it.
And then for some reason, there are people out there that, and you know, it's happened where they've had, say, actually, I have a friend. We have a friend in the genre who had somebody come on with a story to their show and was like, you know, it was a good story. It was great. But it was almost like that wasn't enough. And the guy felt obligated to essentially fabricate another story to make his interview that much better. I believe there are people out there that do that quite frequently.
Oh yeah, I do too. Yeah. But that doesn't make their story not true.
Right. At least one of the stories of the stories not
and
true.
And you could even take a story and blow it way out of proportion. But if the core of that is real and true,
yes,
that is still true.
I was gonna say the same thing. Humans have a long history of storytelling and exaggerating. That happened.
Yeah.
And like you said, you could have the, you know, dog man sighting, and you're like, I'm going to spice this up a little bit. I saw it standing over there, but we're going to change a couple things around and make it a little more catchy.
And that is human nature. We've done that for hundreds of years. Newspapers used to do that.
Absolutely agree.
Start digging through like old newspapers from the 1800s and their headlines are like in the 40 and the Monday, a new 40 and 50 for California drops. And one of the creatures, a guy wrote a newspaper article and said that its head was 14 feet wide and its body was 600 feet long. So he may have seen something weird, but you're not in a million years going to convince me that its head was 14 feet wide and its body was 600 years old.
Right.
Or 600 years, 600 feet long. Yeah. I believe a lot of stuff. I'm very open-minded skeptic. Oh. But when I read that, I'm like, get out of here.
I openly admit it too. I almost ridiculously believe everything until like hard evidence gets put in my face. And then I'm usually bummed because it's not true, but I usually do go. I go into the situation assuming it's real, and then start sifting through.
I feel like
the notes as we go.
I feel like in our little corner of the world, you have to be that way. You know, you have to go in thinking the things you hear have tinctures of truth in them. And then if you find out that they're not, if you can eliminate them, then we go from there. But you can't be in this realm and disbelieve every single thing that you hear.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think you're far better off going into it, believing that it's real. But as you're going through it, like you said, you try to find, okay, I saw this light over here. Can we recreate that? Is it possible to recreate it? And if we can't, then okay. It was real. Instead of going into it, I am going to disprove this. Watch me.
I feel like it's just part of being, I don't like to refer to us as like journalists, but we are essentially investigators because we look into a bunch of shit. And you're doing everyone a discredence going into it, thinking everything is not real and trying to prove it wrong.
Yeah.
I just feel like you already have it in your brain that all of this stuff is not real and you're not going to be swayed otherwise. And that's no way to go about it.
I'm in the same camp.
It's
really
paranormal. Like being able, like if you were able to prove that it was true, it wouldn't be paranormal anymore.
I'm 100% there. Yep. Absolutely. And I don't know. It's just, I think where that plays for you and me, Steve, is that for you and me, the reason why we approach those subjects like that is because we enjoy the paranormal.
Yeah.
I think that level of enjoyment allows us to walk that path. There are people out there that just think that we're crazy and they want to prove a point by disproving it. So they go into it at that angle.
I think there's a lot of people out there that the idea that there's things that they cannot know and quantify makes them very scared. So they like to live a world where everything is definable. Everything is set in these nice little boxes of proof and truth. Yeah. And in reality, the world doesn't work that way. Unfortunately.
No. And to be honest, in regards to knowing the answer to everything, imagine hanging out with a dude that literally knows the answer to everything. That dude sucks.
Yeah, not fun at parties.
That's what I'm saying, man. You're not going to be fun to hang out with.
If you can't
enable my creativity to blossom into this beautiful thing, go away.
Skip back through the chat here. JJ made a good point. When that guy called in, the Area 51 caller in Art Bell, he did sound terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he called in to fess up, he even tried to prove to Art that he could make his voice sound like that. And while it was close, like it was close enough, you could tell he was the same guy. But like, as JJ was pointing out, that dude was, there was anxiety there. Like his voice was shaking. And it was pretty intense.
And was crazy because I haven't actually heard the entirety of the interview before. But judging by what you just said, obviously Art didn't really believe it either. If the guy, like, he was questioning in the context of, like, recreate that voice then.
Yeah.
You know, there's doubt there.
I think everybody came at him hard thinking that Art faked it. The whole feed cut and everything. Which, I mean, we get it. When we went on trip, and immediately the immediate second that we go to hit the button to play the fucking egress call, all the internet goes down. I'm like, there ain't no way. There ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, and then because of that, a lot of people thought we were faking it.
Yeah. And I go to leave and there's a goddamn internet truck right at the end of your drive. I'm like, there ain't this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it just, it is what it is there.
I don't know,
man. And I don't want to graze over it, but I didn't look into it too much about the Ark of the Covenant being at Mar-a-Lago with Trump for the past several months.
Fuck. What the frig?
I did, JJ, you might try to type fast, but you said it was a replica? A lot of people were selling it like it's the real thing, which I didn't necessarily believe. However, stranger things are going on right now. In my opinion. No. Replica. It wouldn't be surprising that it is a replica. Maybe it was actually the Ark of Gabriel.
He's going to blow up the world.
Which would be cool. Or he's getting ready for the alien fight.
Yeah, true. True.
I hope that's the case. Here.
Go through the chat. Pitch Putt Puff, what's up? Sorry I didn't make it the last couple times. Glad to be back. Glad you're here. Good to see Twiz. Mitty, just like that guy in Canada who was exposing the giants on the hill he saw, then made the video claiming it was a hoax, which he looked nervous and then died a few weeks later. Yeah, that was crazy. I'm pretty sure.
Didn't people say he self-deleted? I thought I heard, and I could be wrong.
Tony was trying to get in contact with him.
I'm pretty sure Tony's the one that told me dude had severe mental problems and he self-deleted.
That sounds like a really clean little box to get rid of that whole giant thing.
Kind of what I'm saying.
What else, chat? What else we got going on here? Anybody else got any information from the hearing that listened to it that we didn't touch on? Feel free to pop it in the chat.
And that's the thing, everybody. Like, Colleen heard it, Twiz saying not sus at all. Me and Steve talk about all the time. You should never underestimate the insanity of the human race and what we're capable of.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How many times have we heard people self-deleting and then having two to the back of the head? And then everybody just kind of goes, okay. And they life goes on. Nobody does anything about it.
Yeah, they're like, man, that guy really wanted out of here to shoot himself twice in the back of the head.
Right. But it doesn't go anywhere ever. They just go, oh, it's ruled self-delete. Okay. On to the next. That's insanity. That is insanity.
There was that one guy who worked for one of the big intelligence agencies. I don't know if it's an American. I don't know if it's like specifically American, but they found him in a hotel, in a bathtub, in a duffel bag, padlocked.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, he done himself in. That's a lot of work.
That's way too much. That's what
I'm
saying. Work.
If I'm hitting the exit sign, we this ain't going to be a plan for it. It's, especially to wrap myself in a duffel bag and padlock it shut from the outside, inside, outside, in.
If I'm just going to say this, if I catch you doing that, I'm going to kick
you. It sounds like he was
while you're inside the duffel bag.
Like he got quiet pills. What it sounds like.
Yeah, but I'm going to kick you.
It's crazy.
I'm going to say, why are you locking yourself in a duffel bag? Kick, 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 kick.
Dude hung himself from a tree and then shot himself twice with a shot. That's called making sure. Making sure you get to where you need to be.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We've heard countless stories of this stuff in the past, even just the past several years. And it never, ever, ever goes anywhere. Ever.
No.
And you know that in regards to some of these whistleblowers, that card probably gets laid out on the table. Like, hey, if you don't correct what you just did, you're not going to be here. You're not going to be around.
What episode did I do? I think it was for Patreon, the Oklahoma City bombing guy who went out and like had stark evidence that there was a bunch of sus things going on when that building went down, and he ended up just mysteriously offed in the middle of nowhere. I'm pretty sure it's on Patreon. I think it was a little too dark to put on the regular show, but
it's on Patreon. Yeah.
It's crazy. No, it wasn't Tim McVeigh. It was one of the security guards or one of the first responders.
Like a police officer or it was something like that. Absolutely.
It was crazy.
And I vaguely remember the story, but by all accounts, the dude was a hero. He was an absolute hero. And then he found, like you said, he saw something crazy as he's trying to rescue people from the building.
I can't remember what.
I think it had something to do with the kids or something. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was messed up and he ended up getting clipped for it. But it was all ruled self-delete.
Yeah. It was strange. Oh, no. Pitch, putt, puff. Yeah, we'll definitely have to get together. We got the email, but we've been like, as usual, our schedules are super crazy, especially now it's like football season. I'm back and forth to Texas and all kinds of stuff. But we got a plan. We're formulating in place. And we will definitely have to get together and talk about some stuff for a show. We've got quite a few embers in the fire about kind of doing swapcasts with, don't we?
Oh yeah. Yep.
We'll just have to get in contact.
I think it's a smart move. I think the swap casts are a good move for everybody.
You're definitely on that list. Really, we're just trying to get the schematics figured out. So when we do like start exchanging emails and stuff, we know where we're at with what we got going on in our schedules. But what else we got here? I'm just perusing through the chat, everybody. Ugh. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. It's going to be a weird. I don't know. I say that, and I say it's going to be weird, and they tell us aliens are real and from the ocean, and it's not any weirder than it was before they told us that. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, most of what they have been telling us, we all kind of assumed anyways, / knew.
Yeah. And it's so
counter. So it's not shell shocking.
It's so counterintuitive that like we were waiting with bated breath for the government to confirm it. Like biggest conglomeration of liars on the planet. We're waiting for them to drop the truth on us. When I hate it.
Yeah, I think more so for us though, it's like I know, and I do. I always say don't trust .gov. Period. The end. Never. But I think it's I think for us and everybody in our community, it's just kind of exciting. Like it's just exciting. I think that's really what it comes down to. I know what I mean? It's just kind of, it's just exciting.
You can tell by the way we talked about it. We're like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the end of the day, like you said, you know, and acknowledge that, that it's always smoke and mirrors. It's always lies. It's always disinformation. It's always something, but it doesn't negate the fact that sometimes your brain is willing to push that to the side and just be excited for the moment. Just be excited. Yeah. I don't think personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. To once in a while push shit to the side and just be excited.
I agree. And it also kind of pokes a part of my brain that when this does happen on this level, it does kind of push it to people who wouldn't normally be interested or get that kind of information. Does it affect their lives? Do they give a shit? I don't know, but at least it kind of pushes it out there. You know what I mean? Because us and everybody in this chat, like whenever those things drop, we're just waiting for it. We're like, all right, let's get it. Yep. But
I do feel like the paranormal world is starting to open up to more.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You know, that's good.
I feel like it's going to be opened up to a lot more within the next. The world, and I know this is a very broad statement, but the world is going to be very different 10 years from now, which it was very different 10 years ago. But I think in the realm of the paranormal, it's going to be real, real different.
I agree.
Real different.
I'm okay with that. I don't know. I like it all, man. I really do.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I like hearing about all of it, man. I think about, like, my brain goes back to episodes and conversations and shit all the time. I wish I was responsible enough to carry like a pen and pad down so I could write stuff down all the time. Cause I will have full blown podcasts in my car sometimes with myself.
I do that too.
And I'm like, I got to remember all this so we can talk about it. Cause it'd be super awesome. And then the second my car door shuts, I'm on a different planet. And I've forgotten all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the open door phenomenon, or whatever they call it, where you walk through a door and you immediately forget whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Yep. It is kind of like that. I don't know. It sucks, but I need to do, or, you know, better yet, I could use my voice memo app.
I think about that too. And then I'm like, meh.
Yeah, no, it's kind of cheesy. Then you got to listen to yourself talk, which is never fun.
Yeah, I don't like listening to it on the show. And apparently other people don't like listening to me talk either. So we're on the same page. Jennifer, what's up? Glad to see you. We keep thinking about doing a episode on the Clinton list.
Oh, I would.
It's been in my wheelhouse a little bit.
There's honestly not a whole lot that I'm not trying to talk about, except for I want to talk about it, but I don't like the child stuff. The child stuff gets me in my feels. I don't like that shit.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because I know it's a huge part of conspiracy world right now, and motivation for a lot of conspiracies, but that's just a weight on my soul. I don't know that I'm big enough to handle that.
Yeah, there.
I'll move mountains if I have to save the people I love, but man, that is a burden and a half.
Dark world.
Especially like you've done it more than I have, but like reading the details of what happens. No bueno.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I won't put myself through it. I won't.
I come across a lot of not necessarily that nefarious stuff, but like in my true crime world, you come across some brutal stuff. So
I can't do it.
Nope. Yeah. There's no.
That's why I'm not a true crimer, man. That's why I'm not a true crimer. When it comes to the, I'll say, violation of youngsters or women, I'm out. Can't do it.
I don't not advocate any Clinton bashing. I just enjoy breathing. So what you're saying to us, if we make a show on the Clinton list, we may be on the Clinton list.
Twiz is deleting us from yeah. his phone and all. It's, I don't even know who they are. That's not me. I think we're just too small for anybody to care, man.
That puts us in a semi-powerful position, really.
God, Mitty, that reminds me. I'm not ready to talk about this yet, but it does remind me of something crazy I heard the other day. That's going to ruffle a lot of feathers when I talk about it.
They don't just give out kill lists for no reason. Yeah, you're right. I did pick up some wild books while I was in Texas. Somebody asked me what I do in Texas. Oh, my kids live down there and they play football. So I try to go down a couple times a year and watch them catch games and stuff. So that's why I'm back and forth down there. Yeah, I found some very interesting books that I posted on the Discord.
Yeah.
About sorcerers and demonology and stuff. I was at a Half Price Books and they were locked in the religious cabinet. And I'm like, why do you need books behind a locked wall? And then I saw them and I'm like, okay, let's get these.
So I posted them to Instagram. Somebody messaged, I don't remember who the author is, female author. She was like, yeah, she knows her stuff. Good luck.
Got him. Here, I'll show him.
I found a lot of people were just like, no.
This little boy here. Power Secrets from a Sorcerer's Private Magnum Arcanum, which I looked it up, and these things go for like $300. That's insane. It was not $300 at the Half Price bookstore. I'll tell you, it was expensive, but it wasn't like that. Then I got this old boy. Something about demons and magic or something. I don't know. Then I got to thinking, I'm like, I feel like we might have some pretty powerful books in this little library we got here, Kyle.
Yeah, it's possible. I was also thinking that the last time we had night shifts and you inhaled all of the smoke openly is probably why your car's fucked.
Yeah, I did do that.
You did try to inhale all the smoke.
Guess what? I'm not going to say it. I was going to tempt fate with that. I'll just let it slide.
Probably shouldn't.
I want to, though.
I'm sure you do. That's a terrible idea.
I'm thinking it.
Your car's already been fucked twice. Oh, I gotta stop cussing.
Frigged twice.
Friggle.
Ben, if you want some Holocult stickers, some QR stickers, just shoot us a message in any of the socials with your shipping address and your name, and we will send you some. Yeah. Found both of those books in the locked religious section. I didn't even know that they had a locked religious section at Half Price Book, but Texas does things different. So I started.
Yeah, shout out to Texas. My wife liked it there.
It's cool too. It's busy. Like, especially in the Dallas.
She just said it was cool. She just said it was cool to be in a place where, like, they loved where they were from.
Yeah, there is a lot of pride down there.
She's like Texas loves Texas. And she's like, it was actually really cool to see.
There is a lot of pride down there. I like everything about it, except that it's so busy. There's about half as many people.
I'm not a busy person in either.
Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, if there's about half as many people, it'd be amazing.
Speaking of, this is a great time to pitch. If anybody out there knows any awesome jobs in a cool place to live, I mean, it's not worth shooting at me and Steve.
Hey, does anybody want to know how to make blood wine? Because it's in here.
In particular.
Create your own rituals and spells. Am I out of my element here?
Yeah.
How the demonic can be utilized for psychic vampirism.
It doesn't sound sanitary nor safe.
Looks like maybe our luck's about to change, Kyle.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
Lady Luck is not exactly kind to
Here,
us.
Here, ritual on financial help. Perfect. We'll save that for later.
Gonna make it rain.
JJ, it's like, Steve, put it down. Take it back to Texas. Take it back to Texas. Idiot.
Dummy. Texas is a long drive, though.
It is. It is. I guess I did ask for all the smoke last night. I forget that.
You did. That's the first thing I thought when you told me about your car twice. I was like, that idiot tempted everything the last time.
I didn't tell everybody about that. Yeah, my car got fucked up two times since I
inhaled the smoke and choked.
Yeah, but it is what it is. Whatever. That's kind of what I said, basically.
He did. 100%.
It's fine.
And I tell everybody or everybody everything around here to F off.
I didn't make that.
I tried to get rid of everything.
I didn't make the connection when my car flooded and then I don't even know what I hit. I drove by trying to figure out what it was. There ain't nothing there. It's fine. It's fine now. I got the ritual books.
Yeah. Well, is there demonic body shops out there? Because
maybe
out there pulling dents and buffing out scratches and paint jobs.
Yeah.
And
well,
shit.
I'm going to do the financial help ritual and then I'm just going to buy a new car.
That's a terrible idea.
Demonic chess, not checkers.
Yeah, right. You're the one playing checkers.
I made fun of Kyle once and both my cars blew up. See?
What happens, man? You don't make fun of me.
Who was that? Was that your... No. That's the new not paid off car. Interestingly enough. I wish it was an El Camino. I'd say the demonetry is an interesting topic. Not sure I fuck with the rituals, but it's interesting. I was thinking, like, we've got a lot of books with rituals in them. We got the Saturn Grimoire. It's got rituals in it. All these weird ones have rituals in it.
See, I don't feel like it's bad to learn about them. I just feel like it's bad to use them.
What if you use them for good?
Well, that's my other question. Why aren't there books out there of people doing stuff with angels?
Maybe they're all the same.
I don't know, man. But I'd be interested to know that. I'm trying to cast lightning bolts and shit. Be like the Crusader.
Yeah, that's right? That's Hollow Sky. Yeah. We're each one tier of the H. As above, so below. Dude,
like when we play Diablo, you are always the Necro, and I mean I'm usually the Rogue, but I also like the Crusader.
You represent the light and the dark.
That's what I'm saying. You're not fine, Twiz, at all.
Fine is subjective.
Yeah.
Oh God, I didn't realize it was this
late. Enochian magic. Enochian magic. I'm getting
there you
it.
Go. There you go.
Yeah, that is also true that we're on the verge of World War III. So everybody be safe out there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I mean, that kind of speaks to the nature of the state of the world that we're in right now. Aliens are real. Nobody cares. On the verge of World War III, nobody cares. Because we are all still just in financial ruin.
I think it was a couple years ago. It might even been before the El Camino was a topic. But I did try getting Steve to buy an El Camino.
He did.
From the hood. It had 22s on it. And they only wanted $4,000 for it. It was a steal.
Actually, one of my team leads at work just bought an El Camino from Jayville.
Oh, yep. Nice.
And he fixed up and got it running.
What year?
I don't remember. I'll ask him, though.
I got to get the Chevelle.
Chevelle.
If anybody can like gift me one of those, I'll be forever grateful. 1970, preferably, please.
Ah, that's a good point, Rosemary. She says, I have an angel encyclopedia, but they report to God. You go through him and he sends the angels to you.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it.
I've got the demon journals. That's out of my element.
Yeah. I need to know how to like do cool stuff.
I wish we were cool.
Wish not granted.
No. At least we're not smart or good looking. We may not be cool, but at least we're also not smart, successful, or good looking.
That's true.
We got it going for us, realistically, across the gamut.
Hey, it could be worse. We could not have legs.
Yeah, right about that. Wish I still have my 82 Caprice. I got a 66 Caprice in the garage.
Bro, you could probably find one of those for cheap somewhere.
They're Twiz. Probably all derby card out. Welcome to the Midwest.
Yeah, that does suck.
But anyway, it's almost 10 o'clock. Lost track of the time. We really...
Yeah, I gotta go to bed. I gotta work. It's gonna be cold tomorrow.
Just went off there. But thanks to everyone for hanging out and keeping the chat going. And
true. Could be stuck on the even planet. No thanks.
Yeah, it's cool to hang out with everybody. Cool to see everybody. Thanks for kicking in. We got in here 60 people. Everybody hit that like, subscribe, notification bell before you get out of here. And everybody have a safe rest of the week. Till then, stay safe, stay weird, and remember, aliens are real, and you're gonna have to accept that fact before December 3rd, when the alien war kicks off, if World War III doesn't kick off before then.